This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Joyce Lewis joins me live on the program. She is with the Charlottesville chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. Joyce, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Thank you so much, Coy, and thank you for having me on your show today.
Absolutely. We were just talking before we went on the air. You've been here in Charlottesville since 1982, so you've seen a few changes.
Yes, I have.
That's I guess that's right after Fashion Square Mall opened.
Right. It was new at the time.
Yeah. So I guess driving up and down 29 was very, very different in the early 80s.
Yes, it was. We've seen all sorts of growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Joyce, what is the Lynx? What is this organization?
The Lynx is a national organization. It's a national service organization made up of women of African descent. It's more than 60 years old, and it promotes services to youth, the arts, and it is concerned with national trends and international trends. The chapter here in Charlottesville, of which I am a charter member, is only 12 years old.
Oh, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And y'all are hosting, two separate events in this year's book festival, which starts tomorrow morning. The complete schedule is online at vabook.org. We've got thousands of people participating in this year's festival. Lots of folks come from around the country to Charlottesville this week. Going to be very crowded out and about at the restaurants and hotels and events all around town celebrating books, writing, and writers. And the Lynx is hosting two events, right?
That's correct. This is a wonderful event, and our chapter is having two programs, one on Saturday and one on Sunday, trying to bring readers and writers together, people of common interest. The Saturday program is at the downtown library, and it will be at noon. It's free. It's open to everyone, and the refreshments are free as well. This is going to be a panel. It's entitled African American Voices, and it will include four African American female writers. It's going to be hosted by Paula Seniors. The people who attend will be able to hear the author speak. Sometimes they read from their works. They answer questions. They hang around after the panel is over to talk to individuals who have read the books and might want to make comments about them. Of course, the books will be there and available for signing. It's a casual and very rewarding type of event.
It's African-American Voices celebrating four different African-American female authors this Saturday, and that's March 19th at noon, and this is at the Downtown Central Library on Market Street.
That's correct.
And what's the second event? That's on, when's that?
The second event is Sunday morning, 11:45. This is a ticketed event, and tickets are still available. This is our eighth annual celebration brunch, and they have all been held at the Omni. We will be hosting African-American authors and authors who write on African-American topics. There will be a diverse selection of authors writing on all sorts of topics, fiction, history, poetry, memoirs, and the authors themselves are diverse. Our youngest was actually born in 1999.
Holy cow!
I think she's the youngest ever.
Oh, my goodness. That's only like 12 years old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow!
So this should be a treat for all of us. There will be children's books available for sale. There are going to be two local authors included. One is Andy Straka and Elizabeth Newton. Elizabeth Newton has a selection of children's books that she will have for sale there.
And that is a tribute to the African-American literary tradition, the event is the 8th annual Celebration Brunch. It's 11:45 Sunday morning. And where is that?
It's going to be at the Omni.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And it will include the spoken word of original poetry, singing, live music, and, of course, a wonderful brunch.
There you go. And you can get more information. What is it? 825-8204.
That's correct.
825-8204. The Lynx hosting two events in this year's book festival. Saturday at noon with four African-American female authors. And then Sunday morning at the Omni, a brunch, and also a brunch with a series of authors. The celebration, the 8th annual Celebration Brunch. Joyce, is there a website?
Yes. That would be tturner@pvcc.edu.
That is the email address if you want more information. I was just wondering if the Lynx has a website.
I'm not prepared to give that to you at the moment.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Folks, you can Google it, the Charlottesville chapter of the Lynx. I'm sure it's available by Google. And the email address for more information, again, is tturner@pvcc.edu, or you can call 825-8204. And the website, thank you, Channing, is lynxinc.org, lynxinc.org. Joyce, have a wonderful book festival. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Koi.
Absolutely. Again, the website is lynxinc.org. The phone number is 825-8204. Lynx hosting two events in this year's book festival. Going to be a very busy, crowded week, folks, and it looks like the weather is going to cooperate. Going to get nicer every day as we move forward starting tomorrow. So that is indeed a good thing.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.